Hey everybody, this is Dr. Maurice Dalberry, correspondent for the Super Fantastic Show. The episode that you're about to hear is one that's really right up my alleyway. As a scholar, I study multicultural education, which really means I look at how we get along in society, both within and across cultural lines. You're going to hear Coach B. Moore and his guest, Keisha Walker, talking about her very important addition to the celebration that is Essence Fest. And I don't want to give too much away, so without further ado, here's a Super Fantastic Show.
Keisha, we've known each other for probably a decade at this point, maybe over a decade. And we have, in my mind, become fast friends because we serve the same people with the same love and the same passion. And one of the things that has impressed me about you is your reputation, no matter where you go. And if your name comes up, it's always very positive. And you've had this event at Essence for how many years have you done the White Party now?
This will be our 21st year.
21st year. 20 years of the same high quality event at Essence every year. That's incredible, first of all.
Thank you.
Recently, I saw your lineup for this year, 2019's Essence Festival. And there was one event that jumped out of your lineup to me. And to the point where I had to ask you about, like, tell me about this. What's going on? Your event called One Love is built. It's another all-white event, all-white day party. But the subtitle is LGBTQ signature event, which was my big question, like mind blown. Like, what does that mean? So can you explain to me what that is? Tell me what the event is first.
Yep, absolutely. So I've been having a guest who attend our annual all-white affair event on Saturday that live, you know, in the LGBTQ community. And they were like, can you do something for us and about us? And then I kept getting this request. I mean, the last 3 years in a row, and I started getting more and more requests. And my philosophy always, if I'm going to do it, I've got to do it right. And I need to make sure I know that I can, you know, present it in a space that they will love and enjoy and want to come back. And, you know, 10, 15 years from now, we're still talking about this event. And so found the perfect venue to accommodate us on Sunday. And I thought Sunday would be a great day because it's one of the slower days out of the weekend and a chance for people to still enjoy all of Essence weekend and then go out, you know, close out the weekend on a bang on Sunday. So, you know, when I started talking to event planners, producers like myself, as well as venues in the market, and then more importantly, people from the Essence side of the business, nothing's ever been done to celebrate, announce, and most importantly, give that community a chance to enjoy themselves with each other during Essence. So I said, why not do it? And so came up with the name and have gotten an unbelievable response from, you know, our overall Essence community, as well as our corporate partners and clients, you know, and the venues. So I'm very, very excited about being able to bring it this year. We're going to do it on Sunday from 3 to 9 p.m. July 7th. Mm-hmm. We're using Fulton Alley, which is a very upscale adult, I call it an adult games experience. There's bowling, there's bocce, there's air hockey, there's checkers, chess. You know, so there's going to be all kinds of games and activities going on, and it's also going to be a party with a purpose. So we're so excited. We've got two phenomenal DJs. My partner on the event is Warren Huntley. I've known Warren for about a decade. I originally met him in the catering experience. He does some phenomenal catering events, mm-hmm. but he also does and produces events as well. But he's so funny because I love him. He's like, I'm sometimes gay, but always gay. and he puts on some of the most upscale events that I've seen. He does a monthly event here in Atlanta, and I'd say probably about anywhere from 2,500 to 4,000 gorgeous men and women come out every month to his monthly event here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so he was the first person I thought of because I've seen his events not just here in Atlanta, but he's also does stuff in Charlotte and New York, Miami. He's all over the place. So I'm like, who would be a better partner than him? And, you know, we're similar in age, similar in audience, consumers that we attract to our events. And so he was open to it. He had never been to Essence before. And, you know, and he said part of the reason why he was like, Keisha, a lot of times it's, you know, people would ask me about coming. He's like, but there, you know, there really wasn't a lot of all the things that my audience wanted to do. So when I gave him the idea of creating this experience, he does a white party here as well. It just all came together.
Right, right.
So, and we found some phenomenal lesbian, you know, as well, and, you know, LGBTQ promoters, event planners to become ambassadors and partners on promoting the event for us. We can make sure we have a beautiful audience of One Love consumers at the event on Sunday.
Right. You know, it's incredible because, you know, Essence is such a huge event. And obviously those communities are there for the same reason that everyone goes to Essence, you know, to enjoy themselves, the entertainment, meet the celebrities, enjoy the food, have fun with their friends. What do you think took so long for the marketplace to, or for you to show up, quite honestly? What do you think took so long for the marketplace to show up to produce an event like this?
You know, I think it's sad, but just a realistic part of this is, for some reason, African-Americans have always tried to deny, you know, that it exists. Mm. And not only that they exist, but that either our neighbors, our teachers, our doctors,
right,
our friends, you know, so, I mean, they're family. So, you know, so my thing was, why not? You know, why not now? You know, last year I started Women in Blanc. I kept putting off honoring and recognizing women in some amazing categories during Essence. Mm-hmm. Essence didn't have anything that was doing that. So I was like, you know, why? I kept saying when, and I decided to do that last year. This year, you know, I said the same thing. I said, keep putting this off. Why not make it happen?
And right.
There's nothing, you know, I've never been afraid. So that definitely wasn't it. It was just the time. And it's actually, you know, the time. This was probably the best time for us. I now that I've seen the response and reaction, I hate I didn't do this sooner. But, you know, there's no time like the present to, like I said, to make it happen and to hopefully make this an annual event, a go-to event like we have had with the success, thank God, you know, with our Saturday day party.
Right.
I definitely love the fact that Coach B and Keisha Walker went there in terms of calling out the African-American community in terms of how we engage with our fellow LGBTQ folks. It's a source of ambivalence a bit in scholarship, because while there has been a significant amount of overt prejudice shown towards LGBTQ folks and African-American communities, there has also been this historical acceptance of LGBTQIAP orientations in the African-American community. One of the most common ones with which we have familiarity is the trope of the choir director, who is often the gay man that is closeted, but everyone knows and understands that this man is gay, and he often lives his truth openly for us. But, you know, we pretend as if we, you know, as if we don't know. But that speaks to actually a larger underlying acceptance that I would love to be able to tap into. And I think that events like they're going to put on, like Keisha's going to do at Essence Fest, is going to actually tap into and uncover and hopefully continue to influence us as a community to continue to be more open, more welcoming, more inclusive.
Let's take it out of the context of the social event in progress for a second, and let's take it straight to business. So it's a brand new event on your calendar, and you're bringing it to the Super Bowl for Black marketing. How do you test going into it? Is there anything that will you do leading up events, or you find that you're in a good position by your choice of partners?
Yeah, I think the strategic partners that we found and have confirmed to support the event are going to help us to make it successful. Mm-hmm. And they are a combination of people who have never been to Essence before, and this will be their first year because of the event. And then we've got some people who've been coming for 20, 25 years like myself, and are excited about the fact that it's finally presented itself. So I think with that combination of talent, that we this first year should do very well.
Yeah,
we're excited and looking forward to it. And like I said, we've gotten a great response.
And let me ask you a question that you may and may not know the answer to, because I certainly don't. In the LGBTQ community, that acronym has gotten longer as the years have gone on.
Yes, it has. Yes, it seems like it's a new alphabet every year.
Right. Just a bit of a lesson. LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Q stands for queer or questioning. That tends to be the catch-all term. I have colleagues, for example, who work in our queer studies department. And within the queer studies department, they study LGBTQI, which is intersexed. That is for people who are born biologically where their gender is ambiguous. You may think the current controversy with track star Caster Semenya from South Africa, whose gender isn't biologically clear to us. She is an intersexed person who lives as a woman, which is why I refer to her as she. There's also P for pansexual. There's A for asexual. Asexual, I believe, is pretty self-explanatory. Pansexual is someone who is attracted to any adult consenting human being, whether they be cisgendered, transgendered, male, female, intersexed, and however they describe their own gender and sexuality.
In that community, in terms of events, are they segregated like, you know, by culture and color, race, nationality, or are there events which attract people across the LGBT community from all cultures?
I'll be quite honest with you, and unfortunately, it is very segregated. Mm. I see a little more mixing on the West Coast than I do in the Northeast, Midwest, and South, but for the most part, it is still very segregated, which is unfortunate. And you know, when I had an interest, and I was going to do this 2 years ago, and that's when it first hit me. I was going to take a national weekend to Vegas under the same One Love name, and I was reaching out to some white gay friends of mine and some white lesbian friends of mine. And that's when I found out it was, you know, because at first I thought maybe Atlanta was, and, you know, and the South was the only areas that had that segregation going on.
Right.
And the, you know, and that separation. And then I found out it's a national thing.
Right.
With the exception of the major big weekends, you know, like the National Pride Weekend in New York, the big Pride Weekend, World Pride Weekend, World Pride Day, I should say, in New York, and you know, some other smaller things. It's pretty much segregated. You know, you have the, you know, San Antonio Pride, Atlanta Pride's got a big weekend coming up in October. Those Pride weekends, even during those weekends, that is probably the closest you get to mixing. But then when you go back into the individual events, activities that aren't regionally and nationally based, it goes back into separation. And even at those events, you see us in small pockets. And when I say us, I'm not just talking about blacks, I'm talking about brown. So Hispanic, Asian, mm-hmm. Indian, you see us in very small pockets in those spaces.
I think that you're onto something major here. I think that there's a potential for you to, because of your power, to reach out and create a team of people who are already doing this and bring it to the national level. Starting with Essence, I think that you have an opportunity to really impact your business. And I'd be interested to watch and see how, if this thing goes phenomenally well, how that impacts Insights Marketing's national or annual program.
Thank you. And agreed. I mean, like I said, this is definitely going to be a part of our Essence weekend. And we're now looking at, and we are in the process of finalizing some events as well. During here in Atlanta, during the National Minority Supplier Development Conference in October, mm-hmm. As well as during the national, there's a National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce national organization, and they have a national conference. It's in Tampa this year, so we're going to be hosting an event on Wednesday night during their conference in Tampa, which will be August 14th. So we'll be having events in Atlanta and Tampa to follow up the success of the Essence All-White Affair.
Awesome. Keisha, I think we got it. And I really wish you the best of luck on this event. I'm looking forward to helping you spread the word. And I definitely want to hear on the back end what your impressions are and how it went.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for 12 years and amazing everything you do. And you continue to connect not just HBCU alumni, but I think especially entrepreneurs and successful people together. And I thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And thanks for joining me today on the show.
Thank you.
Overall, I love this episode. I love where it goes. I love the challenges that it charges us with as a community. And that's for everybody who is in the listening audience of the Super Fantastic Show. It challenges us to remember and be steadfast in our allyship for marginalized communities, those of which we are part and those of which we are not a part. Understanding that when it comes to justice, when it comes to what's fair, when it comes to what's equitable, there's no hierarchy of oppressions. And when, as Martin Luther King once said, injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And you can add to that, injustice to anyone is an injustice to everyone. Thanks for listening to the Super Fantastic Show. Again, I'm correspondent Dr. Maurice Dalberry. We'll catch y'all next time.